that's enough. What's that music? Let's bring up some real music. All right. It's Bucci. I gotta turn shut these doors. I have to be sealed in here. Like a panic room. But I'm like totally cool. Baby.
I don't think so.
Just relax. Alright. Okay. Hey, everybody, it's Bucci.
Bucci.
Seriously, it is. People on the chat over there at WFMU.org are like, it's probably not Bucci this time. He's gone for good. Thank the baby. Well, I'm here for bad. Man, what a great show that Mona did, huh? Live from Camp Waters. Camp John Waters. It's not like a real liquidy camp. What is your favorite John Waters movie? I was thinking about that. And why is it Pecker? It's not Pecker. Not for me. Though I think it's making a comeback, Pecker. I think people like that movie. Desperate Living, that's another really good one. I used to love Crybaby. But haven't seen it in a while. Also, Johnny Depp is in it. Serial Mom? All sorts of good coming out of that John Waters gentleman. He did that Simpsons episode, that amazing Simpsons episode. All right, I'm going to stop talking about Mona's show. The time to start talking about Bucci was about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I fit perfectly on you.
Bucci fits perfectly on you. Well, it's Friday the 13th, right? That's all I have on that. Friday the 13th, yeah, that's all I have. I should have prepared more on the topic of Friday the 13th, but I didn't. All right, just go down a little bit. Well, let's stop edging the show and crack a nice fat can of well water. People who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know that I got a well. I've installed a well in my condo. The HOA board is upset about that, as is my current and future wife. But, like I told them, you can't argue with the results. You put a bucket down that well, and you bring it up. Bring up a cold, crisp bucket of water from the earth, / my downstairs neighbor's sink. Whoa. Good to be back. I was away last week. Did a best of Bucci. And so I hope that resonated as one of the best things Bucci has ever done. I was away. My doctor, Desmond, hernia doctor invited me to his wedding, which I thought was because he liked the show and subscribed to the podcast over there at Apple Podcasts. But it turns out it wasn't just me there. A lot of his patients were there, also with hernias. And why was that? Why was that? Well, was it because he wanted to kill birds with stones? like a psycho and, you know, operate on all his patients at once at his wedding. Maybe, you know, after cutting the cake, he just get a quick slice. And no, that wasn't it. Is it because he wanted to keep an eye on all of us? Because he was genuinely worried about our health. No. Nope. Wasn't that dramatic. It was an accident. His admin assistant got confused and sent the save the dates to all his patients and the don't save the dates to his friends and family. So on his side of the family, the only ones there were, we were the only ones there, and he was really disappointed. Also, with so many hernias in the room, it was a tripping hazard. Some of these hernias were as big as friggin' Shai Hulud.
Hernia status is...
big! Shai Hulud from Dune. People in the chat are like, what's Shai Hulud? It's from Dune. It's the sandworm from Dune. The chat over there at WFMU.org! So if I need to find a new doctor, if anyone knows a new hernia doctor, email me, bucci@wfmu.org. So, it's the first show of the fall schedule for me. It's the long fall that lasts until June of next year. And I thought, or more specifically, station manager Ken thought, that Bucci should start the year off right with a bang. A non-sexual one. And so, you know, this with this in my head, I got to thinking, what is this show missing? Well, I asked a bunch of people at Eataly what they thought the show was missing, and these are their responses. First, Mrs. Bucci. There should be more Mrs. Bucci, of course. Everybody loves Mrs. Bucci. That's very understandable. She's very charming, very insidious person. She worms her way into the very heart of Bucci's apple. Ugh. And while I can't deny that she's great on the show, great is the enemy of good.
Bucci.
So,
adage.
She's not going to be on the show more. You know, just as a little salt sprinkled over your salad. Makes it taste good, will kill you. What else does the show need that they say? Bands, they say I should have a band on. Maybe in the future I'd love to have SZA on the show. So that's a possibility. I'm talking with her people about that, or a person. I don't know if he's connected to SZA, but I am talking to him. What else? They say, oh, more right-wing opinions. Ooh, more kissing sounds. Okay, no problem. There you go, more kissing sounds. Next one is, less kissing sounds. Well, too late for that one. Less hernia talk, a lot of people said that. More focus, less rambling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. But while those ideas are fantastic, they're also terrible and wrong. What is actually missing from this show came to me in a flash 5 minutes before this very show started. I was running around like a chicken with its head on. But, you know, because chickens run around with their heads on as well, just as illogically and crazily. So I was running around with a chicken like its head with its head on. And it struck me.
Gulp.
Ah! And that's the sound I made when it struck me. What the show is missing is a mascot. A mascot. The show needs a mascot. It needs a Mr. Met or Mrs. Met. It needs a Philly fanatic. It needs something like the mysterious fish from the Japanese baseball team, the Chibolote Mariners, which is amazing, this fish. It's a big blue fish. I think it's an angler fish, one of those deep sea fish. And it's during the game, it spits out a dead skeleton fish. Oh, it's so awesome. Go over there at Bucci Nights and there's a photo of it. So I need something like that, like a sports mascot, but for the DJ. Every other DJ in WFMU has a mascot. Why not me? There's an empty chair next to Bucci, and I want to fill it with a mascot as long as it's not too sweaty. I just need it psyching me up, you know, giving me, bringing me good luck, distracting the crowd when I'm, you know, in the restroom. You know, and entertaining people in a general, generic way. Not too specific. That's Bucci's job, to entertain you specifically.
Bucci.
But I don't...
Life.
That's
life.
What my life's about, entertaining you. And I'm talking to you. So, yeah, just something that makes the show more fun. A spoonful of sugar that helps the other spoonful of sugar go down. So, like, I was thinking, okay, so what is this? What should this mascot be? Huh? I mean, the easy response, which everyone in the chat is saying, oh, it should look like Bucci, a 6'7" guy in a bucket hat, deep bags under his eyes, you know, I'll say imperfect posture, wide, flat Pumas, flipping a coin in the air. But that's too close to the actual guy. You know, mascots very rarely look like the team that they're the mascot of. It's like if hockey players all looked like Gritty. Which would make me watch hockey, actually, if everyone's dressed like Gritty. I'm just imagining that. Fuzzy bucket hat. It's an easy one to just imagine with eyes that open and close. Long lashes. And it could be called the fuzz bucket. Bucci. I don't know what it should be. I'm at a loss. Also, like I said, I came up with this topic 5 minutes ago. So that's what I want to talk about this week. What should my, meaning Bucci's, mascot be for the show? Going forward, the whole year, we're going to have this mascot, and it's going to be hanging around. I don't know what else it's going to be doing. We're hanging around, you know, massaging Bucci's, both him and his ego. And, you know, driving around a little car, maybe. Yeah, so that's what I want. You know, anything is we're open. No sex scots, though. The FCC won't stand for it. Just Google sex scots. Incognito mode, I would do it. So, that's what we're talking about. Should it be a big record, you know? A nice record by the band Elephant's Memory. I don't know why that band, but... Or a microphone. Or a broken microphone, right? WFMU. Anyway, what should it be? Should it be any of those things, or should it be a gecko? It's Gecko by the Creatures, only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
What should Bucci's mascot be?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
Bucci.
Hey, oh, too loud. You're too loud, too. It's Bucci. We are trying to find out what the Bucci mascot's going to be. We don't have one. I realized too late that there is a mascot-sized hole in my life or show. Life slash show, which basically they're the same thing, right?
Bucci.
Yeah, I know.
Adage.
Or, I mean, is it a goose, a silly goose? Or is it a smooth booch?
Smooth booch.
I don't know. We'll find out this hour. All right. Call Diego Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, I got a mascot for you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, what's your name?
My name is Vincent, like Van Gogh, Vincent.
Okay, Vincent Van Gogh. Okay, Vincent, what's your idea?
Lichen. Are you familiar with lichen?
You mean the lichen? You keep saying lichen. Is it like the kind of algae-like thing?
Yeah, it's like an algae, fungus, bacteria, and it's everywhere. Lichen. It's a fantastic mascot.
Okay.
Because it survives in every environment possible in the world.
Okay, all right. I know you're called Vincent Van Gogh, but you got a Vincent Van Stop for a second, because I got some questions.
Okay.
Vincent Van Stop. Okay, so why... This is my first question. Why a lichen for this show is the perfect mascot? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, clearly I do. And the answer is simple.
Okay.
Lichen survives. It thrives regardless of the environment. It's going to be on top.
Okay. Never.
That's what I think about your show.
I do like that. I'm going to write that one down. Okay, so lichen.
Yep. L-I-C-H-E-N, I believe.
I already knew that. Yeah. I already knew that. So, okay, lichen, and it doesn't have a little... What's his personality, though? You know, like, we can't just have a thing, a lichen on a, on a dock or something. We need to have it be entertaining.
Yeah, listen, it's a little bit drab, but don't... That's not a bad thing. Because it's a little bit drab...
Is.
So much so that it calls attention to itself. You see what I'm saying?
And so it's just one lichen? It's not like a family, right?
No, it's just one lichen. It's like one cluster of lichenness.
And it just doesn't say anything? Or it's just very dry, like Mitch Hedberg or Stephen Wright?
It's like Mitch Hedberg. Like, for instance, Mitch Hedberg once said, I used to do a lot of drugs. And then he said... I still do a lot of drugs, but I also used to do a lot of drugs.
So that's an example of one of the jokes that this lichen is going to be telling? It's going to be ripping off Mitch Hedberg? Oh, I love corn when I'm hungry and I want a million of something.
It's not going to do that, but if you need it to do that, it will do that for you.
All right. I'm writing it down, Vincent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm going to write that one in pencil. Call Yagabuchi.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
It's your old friend, Franco.
Okay. Franco. How are you doing, Franco?
I'm real good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Sounds splendid.
Well, I'm feeling strong. Not literally.
Good. I won't pursue that any further than that.
Please don't pursue any part of Bucci. I just need to, you know, I can't be pursued anymore.
Bucci.
No, I know. Daddy. It's so tiresome when you become an object of affection for people who have no rights to your body.
I agree. That's absolutely true.
Okay,
so
that's out of the way.
Yes, thank God.
Okay,
what is the
topic?
Yes, what do you think this might the Bucci mascot should be? Like, what do you think is the thing that sums up or would be good compliment to the show?
Okay, well, we're going to start. This is going to be like a little building project.
No,
we're going to start with a human being. And
hello? Uh-oh. We lost Frank. Okay, I'm going to write that down. Human being. Interesting. So we have lichen and we have human being. Interesting. No specifics. All right. Call Yagabuchi. Franco, call back.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
It's Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How you doing? What do you think the Bucci mascot should be? Like, should it be a giant $10 bill with red eyes and fire breathing coming after your old pal, the DJ?
No.
Okay.
That sounds odd.
Well, you're right. I'd like to keep things pretty normal around here. So, Henry, what do you think it should be?
I think it should be a giant block of cheese.
Giant block of cheese. All right, what kind of cheese?
It's like a big block of cheddar.
Okay, a big block of orange cheddar, right?
Yes.
Okay, a mild, nice mild cheddar, I hope. The only kind of cheddar that Bucci buys.
Bucci.
It's not a Bucci adage. All right, so why cheese, though? Why?
I like cheese.
No. Henry, I like that you like cheese, too. I like cheese, too, but what does it have to do with the show?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
I don't know. I just figured out it would be cheese.
Okay, so you... This
Bucci.
Oh, Bucci's. All right, and what kind of what's his personality?
What?
What is the personality of this block of cheese? Like, what does it sound like? Let's start with that. What does the block of cheese sound like? Could you say a couple of? Could you say something in the block of cheese's voice right now? Okay.
I'm the block of cheese.
Keep going.
I'm coming to get my $10.
So the block of cheese, so I owe the block of cheese money as well?
Yes.
All right. I got to do a double nothing bet with you one of these times.
$10.
All right. Well, I'm writing it down. Thank you, Henry. I appreciate that. Good one. 201-209-9368. We're picking out the Bucci mascot. We're trying to figure out what that is. What is it? Is it the Booch Mooch? A lazy mascot? Just sits around watching Justified? Bucket hat with a hernia as a tongue? Ooh. Pingu? You ever see that show Pingu? It's a Swiss, I believe, television show with a little penguin wandering around. It'd be so cute to have a little Pingu sitting on my knee as I did the show. Not watching me. I would put its little head away from me. I don't want anything looking at me. Call Yagabuchi.
Okay, let's try this again.
Oh.
But it's good that we were disconnected because I rethought my approach.
Okay, so what we've started with is a human being.
Yes, wrapped in a carpet, secured with bungee cords, so they can't use their arms.
Carpeted.
Or sit down.
So is it like that kind of those people who kind of roll themselves in carpets for like thrills or kink, like a kink, like that kind of thing?
Yeah. That's the idea.
Okay, so it's a person rolled in a carpet with googly eyes. Okay.
Yes.
What does it sound
and then,
like?
To actually make sure that they're attractive to the listening audience.
Yes, it's got to be attractive.
They will be wrapped with a very unattractive bedspread that you got from your aunt. I mean, I think everybody has a bedspread in the back of their closet that they hate.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on the
carpet. I
have
an aunt in the back of the closet that I hate. All right, so it's a human being wrapped in a carpet, wrapped in a bedspread.
Yes.
Why this show? Why?
Well, first of all, they won't upstage you ever.
That's a good point.
Too uncomfortable.
I do like a very passive mascot because it really can't take over the show. I really would be
That's
that would
right.
be a nightmare.
This is not going to be Mr. Green James. The only time this person is going to be able to talk is when you put a microphone in front of their mouth. Otherwise, they're just going to be going.
Okay, so it just goes. Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Right?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay. And does it have any props?
Well, the only thing I can think of is an attractive hat, which is not really a hat.
No, there's
it's
too much.
Granny panties with their hair pulled through the leg holes, because that is definitely not sexy.
All right. I think four of those words that you just said are not allowed on the radio. So, all right. So we have a human being in a carpet wrapped in a bedspread with googly eyes, and it has arms and legs, or is it just
No, the arms are made inoperative.
Okay.
So they can't grasp it at your drink.
So there's no grasping little fingers or arms. I do like that. That's a big check. All right, Franco, thank you for calling back and giving us this interesting idea.
You are so welcome. Right.
Interesting is a funny word, too. All right, 201-209-9368. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, we're trying to figure out what the Bucci's mascot is. What do you think the mascot should be for this show? Call you got Bucci.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci?
Yeah, hey, how's it? Pretty good. Who's this?
This is Brett.
Oh, hey, Brett.
Calling from Flint.
Brett from Flint, of course. All right, Brett, what do you think? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I like a lot of the previous ideas.
That makes one of you.
My idea, though, involves you, but it's not exactly you. So it is Bucci, but in a different form.
Okay, what's the form?
So it's you with a bucket hat, but you're fitted out. You're it's like you're a member of GWAR.
Okay. So I'm like odorous Urungus. And
yeah.
But with a bucket hat on, is that like basically what you're picturing?
Yeah, and it's distorted, and it doesn't quite look like you. You have to kind of really stare. The bucket hat is the giveaway, but
of course.
You know it's distorted enough
and
that we know it's not you. But the bucket hat confirms that it is you.
Okay, so is it evil? Is this like a wicked mascot? Because I don't want to. Before you answer, I can't believe I'm saying this. This mascot does not need to be pro Bucci. It can be an adversary to Bucci. You know, someone for preventing him from doing a great show, and then I defeat it every week. It has to be something like that. So what do you think? Is this GWAR like Bucci or Bucci like GWAR, like an enemy or a friend of the show?
Well, GWAR is actually not evil at all. GWAR fights on the side of good. I believe their goal is to destroy Earth. In that regard, I think, yes, it is like GWAR, but
okay.
You're good. Bucci.
Okay, GWAR... Yeah, because they just are scary. They're not actually... They look scary. They're not actually scary.
GWAR, I think they're disappointed
like
in humanity.
Bucci. They do... I have seen a couple of GWAR shows, and they are, like, pretty bummed out. They're just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so sad. All right, GWAR. And maybe we can do because all mascots must die, I hope, we can give it a little Viking funeral like they gave Odorous.
That's going to be great.
All right. All right, thanks, Brett.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so a GWAR-ish Bucci. I don't know. Okay, and, it's big, and it's, not a terrible idea. And people can vote on these things, too. If you hear one of these things you're liking and you just want to vote, like, oh, I want the lichen. I want the carpeted thing. The giant block of cheese. 201-209-9368. And like I said, die. Can it die? A lot of mascots don't die. They just get abandoned. Like the old Philadelphia 76ers mascot, Hip Hop, the slam dunking rabbit. They retired that. That poor rabbit is alive, though, still, but its head is now a rat toilet. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Station Manager Ken.
Oh, hey, Station Manager Ken, how you doing?
Station
Good. Manager.
I'm a big fan of mascots.
Ken. Yeah. Did you ever...
Really,
go ahead.
Really, the only aspect of college or professional athletics that I really like
was the presence of mascots.
Yeah.
What was your mascot when you were in college? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't even remember. But I got to tell you a couple of things. First of all, googly eyes. You can't use googly eyes because Gritty has... he's got the googly eye mark at corner.
Does he? So he trademarked, he mailed googly eyes to himself, the poor man's copyright. You can't.
Well, in fact, Franco sounded like he was describing Gritty, because Gritty is, you know, sounds like he's wrapped up in a carpet, a big red carpet, and
yeah,
he has big googly eyes.
That's true. All right.
So you need a snappy name to have a successful
that's
mascot.
Very
there
true.
Needs to be a snappy name, and alliterations work well,
yep.
Or rhyming names work well. So, like, you know, the Philly Freak, that's an alliteration.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Rhode Island School of Design has a great...
Oh, I know what that is. Go ahead.
Scroty.
Yes.
Scroty is the mascot at RISD. He's a giant scrotum.
Yes, I know. I used to, when I was in Rhode Island, I used to, speaking of hockey, I did a play-by-play for a few hockey games, and that scrotum would run around the stadium. It was a very disturbing thing. It had hairs, and it was just, it was awful.
So I think you might want to have a large, life-size vagina.
No.
because then it could be the Bucci Coochie. And it rhymes.
No, I got it. Well, I feel like that's going to make people uncomfortable. And also, I don't know, I have like a children listening. I feel like I don't want this, that what you just described, engaging with children. You know what I mean?
But all those kids, they all came from a vagina.
Ken, you got to stop saying vagina.
The Bucci Coochie.
All right, I got to let you go. All right, bye. Oh. I'm writing it down. I can't believe it.
Ken. Promised.
I guess Station Manager Ken, the rules aren't, the FCC rules don't, you know, apply. And that's a good idea. And alliterative name is a good idea. Just dropped all the calls. I think everyone else had that Bucci Coochie idea, and then Ken stole it. Yeah, but that RISD mascot, man alive, very upsetting. Now, I don't want to be, like, misleading here exactly, because I said, oh, I need a mascot. Well, it's not that I used to have a mascot, like, way back in the day. It was a raccoon. It was called Ugly Raccoon, and it was a business raccoon. It had a little tie and a briefcase, and it had like a suit, like slacks, nice slacks, and spats. And actually, you brought it in today.
Bucci.
There it is. Hey, ugly Ryan. Hey, ugly raccoon. Long time no see.
Bucci.
Basically, only says that. So, hey, Bucci, ugly raccoon. How are you doing?
Bucci. B is for bringing. U is for unity. C is for communities.
What?
C is for commerce. I is for initiative.
I remember why I got rid of this mascot. It was so corporate. It never helped the DJ. It was always trying to climb the ladder and...
Bucci needs to learn SQL.
Trying to make me learn SQL. And, you know, spitting back all this
Go, Bochy, to work.
Yeah, you know, just kind of like I'd be, you know, hey, let's have fun. It'd be telling me to go to work, or it'd be telling me to, like...
We don't need to boil the ocean with this project. Let's focus on solving key issues before tackling everything at once. We're hiring.
All right, you're gone. Ugly the raccoon, back in the trash can where God left you. Caller Ego Bochy. I'm still getting over Ken's call. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Yeah, hey, this is Seth.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Seth.
Oh, hey, Seth. Seth, S-E-F?
S-E-C-H.
Okay. All right, Seth.
The first two letters in the word the.
All right, Seth, what is your idea? And it better be a good one.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. It's medium range, but your mascot should be a mirror, because it's always running around, dancing around, pointing itself in all the different directions, huh. Pointing at its belly, rubbing its head. You know what I mean? It's a perfect mascot.
I do know what you mean. And it reflects. What does it reflect?
Well, it's kind of because you know.
So is it
whatever
like
you say, whatever kind of. Idea you're putting out over airwaves, it's reflected into the brain of the person who's hearing it.
It kind of is whatever you want the mascot to be. Just look in the mirror, and I guess the mascot is you. So then I have, like, if you look in this mirror, then you're my mascot.
No, it's like a freestanding mirror with arms and legs, you know, like Mickey Mouse hands.
No, I understand.
Big
so,
hairy legs, and it's run, you know, they run around, and then they point themselves in all the places, and then if somebody's there, then they can see it.
Okay, and what's his name? Is it like a fun name, like you know, like the Philly Fanatic or the Gritty Ghost or whatever it is? What's its name?
Yeah, I like the Gritty Ghost. Is good.
Okay, it can't be that, because it's not a ghost, and it's the mirrors can't
no, it
be
is.
Mirrors.
It is because it's
cannot
well after the
be
fact.
Gritty.
Bucci.
That's definitely a Bucci.
Adage.
The nitty gritty ghost.
Okay, the nitty gritty ghost.
Yeah.
This is very confusing mascot, which I don't care for, but I gotta write it down. Thank you, Seth.
It's an anthropomorphic mirror. You're welcome.
I didn't say thank you. Maybe I did. All right, so what do we have so far? Ugh. We have lichen. A lichen, like the algae. A man or a woman rolled in a carpet, also wrapped in a bedsheet that may or may not have googly eyes. I'm going to have to check with a Gritty's lawyer if we can use the thing. A giant block of orange cheese that sounds like... like that. I don't know if I want that. I have enough of, like I said, I can't be pursued. A Bucci that's, but kind of like Guar, should have gotten the name, that kind of looks like Guar, but with a bucket hat. Station manager Ken said something filthy. That's probably going to win. And what else do we have? A mirror that's called Nitty Gritty the Ghost.
Bouchy.
I thought I threw you away. Ugly the raccoon. And, you know, so this raccoon was like a big part of my life. Even though it was always trying to get me to, like, better myself financially. You know, I did love it. And but at a certain point, you have to put away childish things and then pick up other childish things. And since then, I have not had a mascot. So that's what we're trying to do. 201-209-9368. What's the Bucci mascot going to look like? Lots of questions. There can be... here's a good question. A very good question. Does this mascot have another mascot? Because even a mascot needs to be cheered up by another mascot. So maybe it's like a big ant. Like a big ant. The A-N-T. And it has a little man as a mascot, which it chews on. Caller Ego Bucci.
Why, hello, my dear friend Bucci.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, who's this?
This is Pilkington Moncrief.
Pelican Moncrief. Okay, Pelican Moncrief. Well, what do you think the... I lost the piece of paper with all the mascots on it. What do you think this mascot should be?
Why, this mascot is also a logo.
It's not going to be you, is it?
Why, no.
All right.
It is you, the Boo Chief.
Well, that's very... What do you mean it's you? Me? What? It can't be me.
Boo Chief.
On this logo, there will be a bucket hat turned asunder on the roiling sea.
Turned asunder.
And in that bucket hat boat is none other than Bucci. But okay. No, my friend.
Don't say
Bucci,
my friend.
Has a microphone for a head.
Okay, so it's a microphone with a bucket hat on it, in a bucket hat. But it's also a patch. This thing needs to be a physical thing so it can, you know, touch people.
Why, the bucket hat boats can be real. We can manufacture that.
You're panicking. All right. Well, what's the bucket hat's name? What's the thing's name?
Bucci.
Okay. And then what does it sound like?
Toot, toot.
Thank you. Call it ego Bucci.
Yeah, Bucci.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Keith.
I got to write that one down. What did he say? Okay, hey, Keith, what do you think should the Bucci mascot should be?
Scout, I would say, probably.
So, but what do you mean? How does that manifest? So is it a foot that is swollen with uric acid, like a big swollen red foot?
Well, I would say whatever
the answer
you,
is yes.
When you have your gout checks, whatever part is afflicted that you have, yeah, so if it's your foot, then yeah, it should uh-huh. be. A foot or a big toe or whatever.
Yeah, it can be any extremity, but usually the foot. And so, okay, so it's a foot and it has a mouth also, cause it, or it talks, or what's going on with this gouty foot?
Yeah, I'd have it, yeah, with a mouth, probably bucket hatted as well.
Gouty foot.
But yeah. Its voice would definitely be like the drop that you do. So whenever you do the gout check,
gout status, right?
Gout status is...
And what's the name of this gouty little, painful little foot?
I was thinking the Goutler.
The Goutler.
I haven't workshopped it, I don't know.
The Goutler. So it's like the Hamburglar, except it loves gout instead of hamburgers.
I don't think that he loves it. I think it's just what he is.
Okay, you know? It just is what it is. And it's always screaming in pain. Is that what it is? It's like, oh, my foot.
Yeah. And you could battle him as well. You don't have to necessarily beat him, but you can battle him.
But it's always coming around and, like, antagonizing me and, you know, right?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's a really good one, Keith. All right, thanks very much. It's on the list. The list of good ideas. There's two lists. I'm not going to tell you what kind of list there are. I'll call you Gabucci. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Bucci. This is Alec in Maine.
Hey, Alec. In Maine. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. So what do you think? What do you think the mascot for this show should be?
So I'm thinking it's like the little construction hat guys from Mega Man. It's just a bucket hat. With a black ball in the center, little eyes, feet.
And, okay, so simple. Simplicity itself.
Keep it simple, but here's the gimmick.
Okay.
To physically make it, you make it out of cotton candy, right?
Mm-hmm.
With an anatomically correct skull inside.
Okay.
So as you're eating this thing, you're getting tooth decay, and you're showing the mortality of the mascot as you're destroying it.
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack here. So it's a little Mega Man-like, you know, creature, but it's also made of cotton candy. Do I have that right so far?
Yes, yeah, it's made out of cotton candy.
And
it's made to destruct. It's made with a lifespan built in.
Yeah, so it's perishable.
If you want to get fun, you can just, like, throw water on it and have it dissolve and look like the guy from Indiana Jones.
Yeah, so it... What, you mean a Nazi?
Yeah, like the Nazi with the melting face.
Okay. I haven't seen that part of the movie, but I...
So,
all right. So it's perishable. It dies and then is reborn?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So, and what's its name?
Oh, geez. I hadn't gotten that far on it.
Yeah.
Nazi Bucci.
What's that?
Not the Bucci.
Not the Bucci. All right. That's an interesting one. Thanks. Thanks. What's his name? Alec. Thank you, Alec. 201-209-9368. We're trying to pick the Bucci mascot. And that's so we have some sort of little creature made of cotton candy. Man, these are some out-of-the-box suggestions. Suggestions. We have lichen. We have a human being wrapped in a carpet. We have a giant block of cheese. We got a Bucci kind of that looks like odorous urungus from Guar. We have a station manager Ken's idea. We have a mirror that reflects us all. We have a gouty foot, which is a pretty good one. It's called the Goutler. And then we have a little cotton candy-like thing that dies and then is reborn. Caller, you got...
Jesus. Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Zachary. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you? Real quick.
Hey, doing all right? Real quick. You always do that every time. Hey, didn't it sound like Ken was writing with Andy earlier?
No? What do you mean?
Well, anyway, we digress. Back to the topic.
All right, yeah. What is it? What is the Bucci mascot?
Okay, so the Bucci mascot, it's a traveling book that says it's Aesop or Aesop or, you know, Sop fables.
Aesop Rocky.
Yeah. Every night, a little bit different, they dress up as different animals and they perform the fables. Because you have the Misadventures, that's your tagline, right? Radio Misadventures?
Yeah, something like that. Radio Misadventures.
Yeah, isn't that what all Aesop fables are? They're just, you know... Doesn't go well.
Yeah, it's a little morality. Morality tale. Yes. So this is a book that can be turned into like a goose that rhymes that lays the golden egg,
It's a group. It's a group mascot.
And what does it sound like, real quick? What does it sound like? What does its voice sound like, Zachary?
I wouldn't be able to do it justice, but yeah.
So you can't. You just came with traveling book. That's your thing.
Well, it's like an improv group, you know, that like every night they perform different Aesop, but that's the Bucci mascot.
Group.
So you have to go to the event because it's never the same.
This makes no sense. This is like a mascot on a far and distant planet, like where they do mascots
completely
backwards.
We're waiting for you, Bucci. We're waiting for you.
All right, bye, Zachary. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know. Okay, Annie, what do you think it should be?
All right, I think it should be a clock.
Uh-huh.
And it starts at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And then at 6:15, an alarm goes off, and that's when you start your show.
So explain it a little bit more. Get more insulting, if you could.
Oh. No, it just has to keep track of time and remind you when to start your show.
Oh, I see. So it's a clock, and it goes... Time to start the show. Like that.
Well, maybe something a little better. Yeah.
Okay. So what
we
should it?
Workshop
what
that.
Should, all right. Well, you workshop it. What should it be? What should it sound like?
I think it should be maybe a nice tone.
Dong.
Maybe a little jingle.
Okay. And it has arms and
You're
legs?
Pretty good at jingles.
It has arms and legs?
Yeah. The arms move, you know. It's got little legs that trots around.
All right. Clock that. What would you call it again? And what was it called? Clocky or what's it called?
Oh, gosh. I didn't think about a name.
Nobody thinks of the
name.
Catchy
name, eh?
All right. Well, call back next week with a catchy name, Annie.
I will.
All right. Bye. So, again, these are getting incredibly abstract where I'm just like, I was just looking for like a big fuzzy panda bear, you know, called Fuzzy Wuzzy. Or the Fuzzy Freak. I like that. Fuzzy Freak. Or Fuzzy... I can't say that word. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi there, Bucci. This is Alice.
Hey, Alice.
Hi. So I don't know if anybody said this already.
Yes.
But I'm just going to go with it.
Sure. Just shoot.
A couple minutes ago. My idea, this is a little abstract.
Oh,
I was thinking that Bucci's mascot could be perhaps a constellation. Okay. And it would be a bunch of stars in the sky.
Stars.
In the shape of Bucci.
So it looks like, okay, so it's up in the sky. So it's not a physical mm-hmm. thing. It's just kind of up there, you know, somewhere up there. We all can look down on the same Bucci mascot kind of thing where it's...
Yeah, because Bucci's universal.
Good, you know, good
beautiful.
Point.
It's a beautiful
Very
thing.
Very good point. All right, Annie, and what is it, does it have a sound? Does it have a personality?
I think sometimes it, okay, how about this? Sometimes the Bucci constellation can predict the future, like it'll take the shape of the future. It's like reading tea leaves, but
okay.
in the sky.
So it goes, this is going to be a good show, Bucci, stuff like that.
Exactly. But, okay, yeah, fine. It only predicts how Bucci's next
Yeah, I would prefer if it didn't predict other shows or other fates and only predicted my fate.
Only Bucci show. You would look up at the sky the night before Bucci on Thursday night. You'd look up and see if it's going to be a good show, if you should tune in
it's
or
a good
not.
One. Or you could, sailors can guide themselves to safe harbors.
Exactly.
By
it.
All right, exactly. Annie, thanks. Got to get through these calls. Caller, you got Bucci, real quick.
How you doing, Bucci?
Yeah, hey, I'm fine. Well, what do you think the Bucci mascot should be?
You know, I was thinking maybe something like, do you know the band The Accused?
Yeah.
And they got a mascot named Martha Splatterhead.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yes, yes. It's sort of like a banshee, but I was thinking Martha Splatterhead as a banshee.
Okay.
With a bucket hat.
Banshee with a bucket hat. Thanks. All right, so what do we have? Man. We have lichen, the algae-like thing, a human carpet man, a giant block of cheese, a booch, a guar-like thing with a bucket hat, station manager Ken's filthy idea, a mirror called the nitty-gritty ghost or something, a gouty foot called the goutler, a traveling book, I don't know what that means, a clock that insults Bucci, a constellation, which I like, or some sort of, I forgot what the accused thing was. Billy Jam, what do you think my mascot should be?
I don't know.
Should it be you?
No. It's hair.
It should be like a chimpanzee with its fingers in its nose. What do you want, one? All right, so I think I'm leading towards the gouty foot. I also like that constellation that's kind of always above me. Somewhere out there. And we can always guide ourselves. Whatever. I mean, so it's between those two, I think. So maybe next week I'm going to circle back and pick one. Or you could go to Bucci Nights at Instagram, the Instagram thing, and then maybe you can, like, vote there. Like, send me a little DM. But right now, the show is friggin' over. Because coming up is live in the studio. Nice to see you, by
Good
the way.
Good to see you.
Oh, you're wearing a Shut Up Weirdo shirt. It's a good shirt.
It's a great shirt.
A little haunting. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9. FM online at all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, Billy Jam, put the needle on the record. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci.
North American, all the ships at sea.